Blog Talk Radio.
Blessed Feast of the Resurrection of Jesus to everybody locked down. Block Talk Radio now, all over the world where you're listening. I know today is a big old solemnity for the resurrection of our Lord, but to fight to help Christians continue. As we were getting ready for church, all of us, Keystone Institute had to do a very unpleasing thing today. They had to do something very hard. Publish the truth about the Iraqi Christians' situation going on. We are supposed to be in contact with them, us at Orta Militaris. But I guess they don't even know. Now the world does, thanks to the report being shared on Twitter by every member of Orta Militaris and people of goodwill. Looks like they had to change the link a bit because it appeared with a different link this time. Just now, about a few minutes ago. So I thought it was a different part two of the report, but it's the same report. Iraqi Christians are missing 80% of their population. 80%. Where are they? What happened to them? What has been covered in the news? Well, we'll get to the report in a short bit. Iraq is Babylon. Somewhere in Iraq, I believe it was the Tower of Babel, and a few other things about biblical Babylon. 80% of the Christians are missing. They say missing and disappeared. So does that mean dead? Possibly. Or sold in the human trafficking markets that we know ISIS and a few other Islamic terrorist groups and organizations in Islamic countries take part in. So while we celebrate Easter, the Feast of Our Lord's Rising from the Dead, and somewhat secure living facilities in countries. Even though in some parts of Europe it has turned to become Middle Eastern way of life, and what is happening in the Middle East is now happening in the streets of France, England, UK, elsewhere. Yesterday, on Holy Saturday, the EU Commission elected its first vice president to go along with the president of the EU. And he said Islam is the future of Europe. What does that mean, folks? Islam is the future of Europe. Back when we first started getting these free reports delivered to our radio inbox, the very first one exposed the goal with the EU elites and globalists around the world, including here at home in the United States, that they want to replace the European way of life, heritage, patriotism, everything Europe, which includes Christianity, most of all Catholicism, with Islam. They want to do this because they hate the European identity. They hate the European identity because it all reflects back to Christ. And so they cannot stand that. In a way, you could almost say, by their pushing back against Christ, you could almost say it is like the possessed person, man or woman, pushes back against the priest who is in the persona Christi, in the person of Christ, dousing that person possessed with a demon or demons with holy water. That violent reaction. That same violent reaction is in all of these EU members who do not love Europe. In the same report by Gatestone Institute, they want to make it illegal for anyone, anybody in the EU and outside of the EU to criticize what they are doing. So they can get it through without having to go through a lot of noise and distractions. Who are these men and women entering Europe from the Middle East battlefield? Well, just like every news organization, they call them refugees or migrants. But if they are truly refugees and migrants, they would bring their families, the children, wives, elders, grandparents, great-grandparents, so forth. But those groups of people to leave in the Middle East and come here alone, by themselves, military-age males. Okay, military-age males coming here without their wives. Next point is they come here with loads of cash. For whatever European country they come into, are to go into and try to change the landscape, the way of life, they are given loads of cash for each European country. And brand new top-of-line iPhones. So what does that have to do with today's story? Quite a bit, actually. Because from almost every single Gatestone Institute report, it leads up to this. 80% of the Christians in Iraq have disappeared. We'll soon read and see if they can narrow down the hunt for these people. The hunt, meaning finding these people, finding out the tracks, breadcrumbs, whatever, to learn if they are alive, taken hostage, sold, or what, to be brought into these European countries, or are they smuggled out of Iraq into these countries and back out of wherever? Now, let us go to the report. Iraq's Christians, 80% have disappeared. Three bullet points as summaries. Tragically, Christians living in lands formerly under the control of the caliphate have been betrayed by many in the West. Governments ignored their tragic fate. Bishops were often too aloof to denounce the persecution. The media acted as if they considered these Christians to be agents of colonization, reserved to be purged from the Middle East, and the so-called human rights organizations abandoned them. The West was not willing to give sanctuary to these Christians when ISIS murdered 1,131 of them and destroyed or damaged 125 of their churches. We must now help Christians rebuild in the lands where their people were martyred. Brings up a next point. I believe it was in all of season one. We kept bringing up in our shows with Gregory Carpenter and other shows with Brother Alexis Bernardo, President of the Order of Militaris Catholicus, how the governments have not done anything to help these people. Have denied the requests for asylum, for safety. And that is why we at Order Militaris are founded, to help them get the safety they need. Now let's go on to the article. Let me zoom that sucker in a bit. Sorry, my eyes are a little wacko. Read a lot in church and it through my missile. If I gotta read a few things a few times, that's why my eyes are going a little wacko. Persecution of Christians is worse today than at any time in history. A recent report by the organization Aid to the Church in Need revealed Iraq happens to be ground zero for the elimination of Christians from the pages of history. Iraqi Christian clergymen recently wore a black sign as a symbol of national mourning for the last victims of the anti-Christian violence. A young worker and whole family of three. This means that there are no place for Christians, said Father Bayo Squasha of the Church of Marios in Baghdad. We are seen as a lamb to be killed at any time. Oh my word. This is in Baghdad, folks. The capital city of Iraq. Not in Mosul, not in Kirkuk, or wherever. This is in the capital city of Baghdad, where it should be safer than the outskirts, where ISIS held control of those towns. Before I continue, to any of the Christians out there in Iraq, if you somehow have internet and can listen to this show or can get the podcast for this show, please share it. We at Ordo Militaris Catholicus have not forgotten you. We are trying to raise the funds to come to your aid and give you the shelter and security you need. If you want to learn about Ordo Militaris, go to ordo-militaris.us. We don't have it in Aramaic or whatever language our Lord spoke, but it is in English and a few other European languages, if you know those. So please go to ordo-militaris.us. We are here for you. We're trying to get things up and running so we can come to you and give you personal security. We are here. We're trying our best. Stay strong. Keep the faith. Now let us continue. A few days earlier, Shiite militiamen discovered a mass grave with the bodies of 40 Christians near Mosul, the former stronghold of the Islamic State and the capital of Iraqi Christianity. The bodies, including those of women and children, seem to belong to Christians kidnapped and killed by ISIS. Many had crosses with them in the mass grave. Not a single article in the Western mainstream media wrote about this as ethnic cleansing. Fifth Chief Rabbi Chaim Korsia, made an urgent plea to Europe and the West to defend non-Muslims in the Middle East. When you liken to the Holocaust victims, as their parents wore the yellow star, Christians are to made the scarlet letter of none. Korsha said, the Hebrew letter nun is the same noun, same sound as the beginning of Nazarene, in the Arabic term signifying people of Nazareth, or Christians, and used by the Islamic State to mark the Christian houses in Mosul. That is why, folks, we never use that sign. Even on your Twitter thing, on your profile, always use the cross. Use the cross on your Twitter deal. Not this symbol. Now, a new report by the Iraqi Human Rights Society also just revealed that Iraqi minorities, such as Christians, Yazidis, and Shabaks, are now victims of a slow genocide, which is shattering those ancient communities to the point of their disappearance. The numbers are significant. According to the report, 81% of Iraq's Christians have disappeared from Iraq. The remaining number of Sabines, an ancient community devoted to St. John the Baptist, is even smaller. 94% have disappeared from Iraq. Even 18% of Yazidis have left the country or have been killed. Another human rights organization, Hammurabi, said that Baghdad had 600,000 Christians in the recent past. Today, there are only 150,000. Those numbers may be the reason Charles D. Mayer, president of the SOS Christian de Orient, have just spoken of the extinction of Christians. Father Salar Kejil of the Church's Nineveh Reconstruction Committee just spoke of the real possibility that Christianity will disappear from Iraq. Many ancient churches and sites have been destroyed by Islamic extremists, such as St. George Church in Mosul, the Virgin Mary Chaldean Church attacked by a car bomb, and the burnt Armenian church in Mosul. Hundreds of Christian homes have been razed in Mosul, where jihadis also toppled bell towers and crosses. The Iraqi clergy recently warned the churches are in danger. Tragically, Christians living in lands formerly under the control of the Caliphate have been betrayed by many actors in the West. Governments ignored their tragic fate. Bishops were often too aloof to denounce the persecution. The media acted as if they considered these Christians to be agents of colonization who deserve to be purged from the Middle East, and the so-called human rights organizations abandoned them. European public opinion, supposedly always ready to rally against the discrimination of minorities, did not say a word about what Ayan Hirsi Ali called a war against Christians. Some communities, such as the small Christian enclave of Mosul, are now lost forever. Syriac Orthodox Patriarch Ignatius Afrim II said there is a real danger Christianity could just become a museum in the Middle East. He noted that Iraq has lost to 90% of its Christian population. A few Christian villages have begun a slow and painful process of reconstruction, with funds donated mainly by international relief organizations such as the U.S. Knights of Columbus and the Aid to the Church in Need. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence recently promised to help these Christians. Action now must follow words. Christians who escaped and survived ISIS cannot depend today only on aid from churches and private groups. Among European governments, only Hungary took a principled position and openly committed itself to save Iraqi Christians from genocide. Recently, the Hungarian government opened a school for the displaced Christians in Erbil. Hungary's Minister of Human Resources, Zoltán Balog, attended the event. Imagine if all the other European countries, such as France and Germany, had done the same. The suffering of Christians in Iraq would today be much less, and their numbers much higher. The West was not willing to give sanctuary to these Christians when ISIS murdered 1,131 of them and destroyed or damaged 125 of their churches. We must now stand by their side before it is too late. After the mass displacement and the mass graves, we must help Christians rebuild in their lands where the people were martyred. Otherwise, even the smallest hope of hearing the sound of Christian church bells in the ancient lands of the Bible will be lost forever. Folks, as you can see, only one country out of the entire Western world, Hungary, is doing something. Only the two organizations helping them, the Church, the Aid and the Church in Need, and the Knights of Columbus are helping these people. Only those three groups are helping these Christians. Sure, doing the monetary support for them is important to helping them to get rebuilt. It's also good. But the main call for them, they are asking for, is not being heard. From the time after the liberation after Mosul, they put out a call asking for a safe zone. What is that? That is a perimeter around where they live, so they can live and practice the faith without worry, without the worry of the next onslaught and slaughter. They are reaching out to us at Older Militaris. Even the Yazidis are reaching out to us. I mean, only thing we can do is say, yes, we'll help, but we got it. But we are still waiting, still raising the funds. And from that report, they don't have much more to go. Not even in the capital of Iraq, Baghdad, where it should be totally safe. because they're inside your green zone, which still exists. So how is it inside the safe zone, the green zone of Baghdad, which still exists since the invasion of Iraq and the toppling of the government, to replace it with what it has now, where these Christians used to number in 850,000 in Baghdad, are now down to 130,000. Outside it is even worse. Don't like ask people to donate when there's a problem, because we get complacent and just think, oh, here's another fundraiser, let's give money to it. Yes. But they need help that they aren't getting. And the one way they asked for since Mosul was retaken, that was for security and for a safe zone, which is where Ordo Militaris Catholicus comes in. Yes, we're a humanitarian organization, but we are also a defense and security initiative. How many more reports does Gatestone Institute have to do to keep giving us the numbers, the facts about what's going on in Iraq and elsewhere in the Christian Middle East world? How many more numbers we have to read of thousands, hundreds of thousands of Christians gone missing or slaughtered or just plain disappeared? If you want to provide them security that no Western government is doing, no European government is doing, join Ordo Militaris Catholicus today. Help us to provide them with security, which means helping us get operational, where we can open an office, a base where we can train the recruits, bring in the veterans that want to join us, which are a good size of veterans, who have many skills, are willing to offer them for Christ, to save Christians, as these Christians need saving right now. If you're listening right now during your Easter meal or getting ready for your Easter supper with the leftovers, and your family is sitting around the table and hearing this, no, it's not the pleasant thing you want to hear on Easter Sunday. But the truth is not always pleasant. It's not always sunshine and rainbows. Today, while we celebrate in somewhat security, and safety around the Western world. Our other brothers, sisters, are disappearing. The land that once was Christian for since the time of Christ and the apostles is now disappearing from the face of the earth. And we cannot sit back and let this happen. We must do something. We must act immediately. So if you want to do something and act immediately and help Ordo Militaris Catholicus get operational so we can send the security and defense that these Christians so long for and asked for when Mosul fell back to the good guys, so-called good guys. Some are on the fence between good and bad, but either way, they asked for security once it fell because they feared something even worse than ISIS is going to come. And so they asked for a safe zone. They asked for security. Let's give it to them. Let us provide them with the security they want and desire and need so they can live their faith and grow peacefully. How do you do this? How do you join Ordo Militaris Catholicus? It is real simple. Go to ordo-militaris.us. There you're at the homepage. Read everything you want to become a lay member. All you gotta do is go to the donate page. See the donation options you can make that you can afford. Don't overdo it if you cannot afford a certain donation deal. Do one that you can afford every month, because every month will be a recurring donation to help fund the order. We don't take government contracts. We don't take government money. We don't get government contracts. We solely depend on you to get up and going, to keep up and running and fund this entire organization. If you want to help in other means by purchasing stock, go to the investment page. We have a few shows on how to invest. Listen to those shows first, then do the necessary steps on how to invest. Once again, go to ordo-militaris.us. Become a member of Ordo Militaris today and help us get operational so we can give these Christians what they asked for: peace and security. Thank you, and Deus Vult.